Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
Trade afternoons for McDonald's. The Monopoly game at Macca's is back. Peel and scan to win today. Ends 19th October 2021.
Yes, hello everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio for 2021. Sam Edmund joining you from 1 until 3 each and every day with this man, the mayor of the Mega Trade. Have you copyrighted that yet? The Brownlow medalist, Adam Cooney. Welcome, Coons.
Yes, great to be back. Another 13 days of Mega Trades coming up, and I've got some breaking news.
Oh.
Yes, it's sponsored this year. Continental have jumped on board.
That's when you know you've made it.
Yeah. So the Mega Trade has finally got the respect it deserves, and it's been sponsored this year.
Any teething problems with the Mega Trade for day one of Trade Radio 2021?
Absolute mare we've had today. Myself and the Digi team came up with a Mega Trade, which we'll just ease our way into a foursome today, but it's been completely butchered. So someone upstairs tried to involve an unrestricted free agent in it. So we've had some early teething problems.
A couple of potholes,
but
shall we say? By
the 14th hour of the day, I think we may come up with one for the listeners to try and digest.
I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to the next 2 weeks with you. I do have fond memories of our times last year.
Yes.
It was a beautiful time spent together,
and
a pretty eventful one.
No flat spots
Spots whatsoever. No need to think laterally because, as we know, the trades happened in our time slot and I expect that to happen again.
It was busy.
Free agency opening Friday, of course, and the trade period from the following Monday, which we can't wait for.
It was peak hour during our period, wasn't it?
It's all happening.
The 7-9 boys, I think they missed out. They didn't get a lot of
late trade
slide through them. Mm. The late trade went well. And you did dub yourself the interceptor last
year
because of
not.
A number of documents that you intercepted
that.
And you said on air, I have intercepted a document, and then off air said, is it okay if you call me the interceptor for the next couple of weeks? So you will be branded the interceptor from now on.
No, I won't be branded.
How have you been?
How's the property down there in Geelong? I can't call it Geelong.
It's heaven.
Yeah.
It's your city of Geelong, but I'm classed as sort of regional, but down in Batesford there. So yeah, going well. Just planted a couple of hundred natives during the week, so it'll bring some flora and fauna.
Every now and then
Bees will come and pollinate.
Oh, yeah. I go onto Insta and I see you keep that well populated with various photos of you and your better half Haley playing pinnies and you're having a whale of a time.
Yeah, life's good down there. Although we have been locked down the last 7 days, but out today. So we're back to business. How's life in Yarraville?
Good. Yeah, we're like everyone else, aren't we? We're just keeping on, aren't we? I've run out of words to say about it. So we just make best with what we've got. So on the Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio, the Kogan Mobile Open Line is open for business. The number is 1300 23 55 48. Put it in your phone for a big period of trade action. And the text line dedicated to us here at Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio. You can drop us a texty anytime you like. 0419 187 323. Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio. When you need tyres, ask for Continental. You can find them at continental-tyres.com.au. So what sort of trade period do you think we're going to get, Coons? Do you think we're going to get a busy one?
I'm wondering how many people that you are going to get sacked this year because you had a bumper trade period last year. You single-handedly took down 8 staff members, 4 players from the Collingwood Football Club.
Now you're just being silly.
After some of those more documents you've intercepted.
Now you're just being silly. But
there's a lot of big names that have re-signed throughout the year, even a few free agents that we thought may get to this period and heat up. So there's not a lot of talent in terms of elite talent left over for this trade period. Chair is the big one, and he's not at elite status yet, but I think he'll get there. So that's going to be a pick in the tens, which we'll get into over the next 13 days. But you're the man to ask. Has it been a quiet-ish period over the last couple of weeks?
It's great to have Continental Tyres on board because there has been a lot of Continental Tyres kicking, to be honest, at the moment. A lot of tyre kicking, a lot of shadow boxing. What we don't have is we don't have Collingwood having a salary cap mayor again, unfortunately, because that was great for content.
Great content.
I don't think we're going to hear a lot from Adrian Dodoro again, a great hero and villain of trade period in equal measure. So I don't think we're going to have a lot. Essendon, while they've got Jake Kelly coming in, of course, from the Crows as a free agent, I think they're wedded to the draft this year at this stage. And at this stage, I think we're missing a big fish. It's a bit like Christmas, Coons. You know, a lot of smaller presents wrapped up under the tree, but sort of no Apple Watch or Xbox at the moment. Just more a few puzzles, the odd board game, maybe a bit of Guess Who or something, a bit of Scrabble. So enough to talk about. but we're hoping and praying that we get another Lachie Neal perhaps come from somewhere, which history says we might get.
Well, that's the iPhone, isn't it? That's the new next-gen iPhone that's just sitting under the tree waiting to be unwrapped. And I know you said it's been very quiet on that front since Lachie announced that he was staying. Is there... Because generally when there's a bit of friction, there's a bit of smoke, and when there's a bit of smoke, there's a little bit of fire.
You don't think it's dead?
That happens.
You think it might still be on the vine?
I think there might be just maybe 2%. And if there's 2% in it, we'll drip it dry.
Shades of Dane Beams at the same club?
Well, he was staying. Best and fairest he announced that
he was
staying.
I love you guys, I'm staying.
Two first rounders.
Two first rounders later. Yeah. So, okay, let's see what happens there. I'm collating these texts as we speak, Coons. But with the Christmas theme, it got me thinking about, I guess, our listeners today, what would be on your wish list? Day one of trade period. So let's start off with a wish list. What do you want for your club? Who do you want? And what are you prepared to give up to get it if you had a Christmas list? So we might discuss that over the course of the next couple of hours. You can send us a text 0419 187 323 and the Kogan Mobile open line 1300 23 55 48. Off the text from Rowan Coons, one of your old clubs. Just wondering what you might know and think about Dale Tapping, Essendon's new forward assistant coach. Thanks heaps. That one's from Rowan. He's highly regarded, Dale Tapping. I haven't had anything to do with him, but everyone I ask about him is one of those guys that you never hear a bad word about. Obviously, leaving Brisbane, wanted to come back to Victoria for family reasons, and I reckon that's a really good get for the Bombers.
Always a good start, and they need a key forward in this trade period, Essendon. So I know Harrison Jones is a developing youngster, but they got shown that they need some talent in that forward line, the key department in that big forward against the Western Bulldogs. So he's got a little bit to work with there. He's got a few youngsters coming through. Be great to hear what Anthony McDonald, Tipping Woody, is up to in this off season, and what happened towards the back end of the year there would have been handy. So he's got a fair bit to work with. I think they're not going to be super aggressive in this trade period, Essendon, because Ben Rutten feels like he can develop the talent that they've got within the footy club. He showed with a few structural changes and positional changes from some guys that worked really well. So he knows what he's doing, he knows his stuff. He can see and identify talent and not afraid to put players in different positions, and it worked really well for the Bombers this year. So with Dale Tapping coming on board the forward line, I think it's good signs for the Bombers. They won't be super aggressive, but if one did pop up that they could get reasonably cheap. We've thrown Sam Wiedemann out in past seasons.
Well, they got their business done pretty early with Jake Kelly, so he's going to come across as the defender who can play on the tools and the smalls, and perhaps that Cody Waitman performance in the elimination final put paid to that as well. Just someone who can play on that dangerous sort of live wire forward, and he'd been looking for a trade for a couple of years, I think, Jake Kelly, but now that he's an unrestricted free agent, that one will get done pretty quick, I reckon, as soon as the window opens.
Yeah, that's good, and it's just it bolsters their defence. I mean, what's happening with Michael Hurley? They've got a few 200-centimetre players. I think Zach Reed is another one who they really fancy. So there's plenty of upside with the Bombers. That's why I don't think they'll be super aggressive. It's always good to get a free agent in. It's a good sign for your footy club going forward, and it'll bolster that defence, which is something they need.
We'll get through some of these texts in a moment, but Ryan's called in from Queensland on the Kogan Mobile open line here on the Continental Tires AFL Day One Trade Radio. Ryan, thanks for waiting so patiently, mate. We got you there, Rhino. He might have just walked away from the handset for a while, Coons. I thought he was waiting patiently, but perhaps the patience ran out. If you pick up the phone, Ryan, give us another buzz back if you feel the need. Off the text, Coons. Hi, team. I've heard that Peter Laddams wants to get to the Saints, but haven't heard if the Saints are after him. I think he would be a great fit. What are your thoughts? That's from Adam down in Tassie. A pretty interesting situation, the Peter Laddams one, Coons, who, of course, is a regular in that side. 1 year remaining on his three-year deal. Had a really blunt exit meeting. Ooh. Some 2 days after a pretty horrible preliminary final loss. So emotions perhaps still running high there. He is happy there. Or he was happy there, should he move. Grew up 2 minutes from the ground. He's a Port Adelaide supporter. Just that feeling he's up against it every week, that he has a feeling that he could be dropped. You know, Scott Lysett runs a show in the ruck there. He wants to play ruck more than forward, but it's been the other way around just via the depth they've got in that position, of course. So Can he get the best out of himself at that footy club with the pecking order in place? Dean Brogan's gone. The cuts to the soft cap. Justin Westhoff's actually the ruck coach there. So he's asking all these questions. I think he was happy to stay, but the club came to him and said, we'd like you to explore your options elsewhere. It's a back-ended deal as well. So he had done the right thing up until now and putting money back.
Yeah.
So read into that what you will. I think Port Adelaide pretty big in the back-ending sort of caper. So that's one to keep an eye on, Peter Laddams. There is interest there, whether it's from the Saints who are looking for ruck depth. We know the Western Bulldogs are in the market for a ruckman, whether at that price or the trade that Port Adelaide would command, which you think would be a sizable one. But it's one of those ones where a strange sort of situation. I don't know if it had anything to do with Jordan Dawson. They thought they were going to get him and perhaps someone needed to go out and the horses bolted. But Peter Laddams currently looking for a move elsewhere, and I think that's what will happen.
Well, it's perplexing from looking at it externally because I thought that the Lysette-Laddams combination worked really well for the majority of the season for Port Adelaide. And if you're looking at St Kilda as an option, it's a similar position to the Paddy Ryder, Rowan Marshall. So you can't see, at least for another year, maybe two, for Paddy Ryder to retire. So I see that as a similar. So Lysette's 29. I think he's probably 30 leading into next season. Do you just bide your time, have one more year as that second ruckman, playing a bit forward and try and work on your forward marking and your one-on-one stuff so you're actually more effective?
Yeah, the bridges haven't been burnt to the point where he can't possibly go back there. But he's probably more, I think, as the time we speak now, more got his head around playing somewhere else. But he could go back, as you say, for all those sort of reasons. So,
but Port Adelaide are still in the window for at least another couple of years.
Scotty Lice at 29, as you mentioned.
You would think. So, if you're looking at it from a purely... so the Western Bulldogs would be a better option than St Kilda, I think. So you could step in and be the number one man, possibly the number two man. You hope that English becomes the number one ruck next year. And if at Steph Martin at 34, 35 years of age, is a good opportunity for him to come in and play more ruck time than you would get at St Kilda. You've got to bide your time, I think, at the Saints for another year or two, and you might have to do the same at Port Adelaide. If you want to be that genuine sort of 50-50 ruck option, the Western Bulldogs will be it, whether or not they're willing to stump up the cash for Peter Laddams on that back-end deal, you never know. But I think the logical choice for me would be to stay at Port Adelaide and then try and take the mantle as that number one ruck after season 2022.
And Sam Hayes is the other one who they've got there in the wings, the young, very promising junior ruckman who they re-signed recently and fought to keep a hold of course. And that was the other thing. They fought and they kept Peter Laddams when the whole Alea trade went down as well. So things have changed seemingly 12 months on. Ralphie's text through Coons and says, how does Adam Chera get to the D's if he chooses them? Well, I'll tell you what, Ralphie, if Adam Chera nominates the Melbourne Football Club, we've just had trade period turn completely on its head because it would be absolutely fascinating what sort of pressure would come to bear to get a trade done there if Adam Chera nominated Melbourne. It's possible. We still think it'll be Carlton. But as of the weekend, Fremantle have been told nothing. Carlton the same. So we're still waiting for formal word from the Adam Chera camp about what club he will nominate.
Well, if he does nominate the Premiers, they've got picks 33, 42 and 54. So it would have to be a Premiership player involved in that trade or some heavy accounting work to work themselves up to a first-round pick.
Well, does the pressure really get put on, you know, he's an uncontracted player. Does Fremantle really get pressure put on them? Could it be a future pick? Could it be a future first-rounder? Which, it's Melbourne, so it probably wouldn't be great as well. Could there be something along those lines done if a player's not going to go there? I mean, history says if they nominate the club, it generally happens.
Yeah, so a future first for Melbourne doesn't satisfy it. Sorry, for Fremantle doesn't satisfy that from a Melbourne perspective. It's have to get into your future picks as in a first and a second. So that's when it starts to get pretty interesting. But given what their hand this year and also where they're finished, it makes it tough to get that deal done. But they're very creative, aren't they? The list managers.
Very creative. And the player managers themselves. If this was to be the case that Adam Chera did hypothetically nominate Melbourne, then his management team, Connors Sports, that's when they go into overdrive and they play a big part in orchestrating these trades and what they look like at the end of the day. It's a fascinating process.
We'll have to look at Melbourne's list and see if there's any Western Australian players who
there is
work
a couple.
Their way back. There's a guy, Luke Jackson.
There's a guy, Luke Jackson. He's not going anywhere. Angus Brayshaw says he's not going anywhere. Forever linked. I think Trent Rivers is a West Australian boy as well.
Yeah, young fella. Young player, all three had magnificent nights on Saturday night too. So, and they're going to want to hang around and be part of hopefully some sustained success at the D. So, look, it makes it really difficult. What's the worth of Adam Chera? has been discussed. Some pundits, some punters seem to think that it's not. He's not worth a top 10 pick.
Mm.
I think given that what he's been able to execute in the first he's 4 years in, so fifth year next year,
yep.
Adam Cherrett,
yep.
A top five pick. I think what he's shown and his development, I think it's well worth that top 10 pick. Sixes. I mean, some people are thinking that's obvious for Adam Cherrett because he hasn't established himself as a star. But if you're going to go pick six to the draft, you're not guaranteed to get a star. So he's showed on his resume already that what he can do with the ball. He's a great ball user. He can accumulate it. And he makes good decisions. So he's showed that he can be an elite player at the AFL level. I think he'll get there in another 2 to 3 years' time. So well worth the top 10 pick, I think.
Yeah, well, Carlton have got pick six. It'll probably be pick eight, really, once the father, sons, Dacos and Darcy come to be a factor there. So it might be pick eight or nine by the time draft night actually rolls around. I would think that's a fair exchange, but we'll see how it plays out. There was lots of haggling over Adam Saad this time last year as well when it came to Carlton giving up that first round pick. So probably some water still to go under the bridge there. It's day one of Continental Ties AFL Trade Radio. Sam Edmund, Adam Cooney with you. And because it's day one, give us your wish list off the Kogan Mobile Open Line, 1300 23 55 48. Your club, who do you want to come in? Who are you prepared to give up to get them? You can drop us a text as well, 0419 187 323. This is Trade Afternoons for McDonald's. The Monopoly game at Macca's is back.